Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe you don't want to
listen on your phone or whatever, then you can go online at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show, and you can listen to the show live online as well. But regardless of that, I don't care how you listen, long as you listen, right? As long as you listen to the show, I don't care how you listen, right? And if you at some point miss a show, you can go online at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show and look under archive shows, and you can go in there and listen to any show that you like you're interested in that I've done over the past few years. Okay? Any show you can go back and listen to my very you can go back and listen to my very first show if you like. Okay? You can go back and listen to my very first show. I better not say that because I don't know for sure myself if my very first show is out there. I don't know if the archives go back that far. But maybe they do. Check it out. Let me know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in at any time and comment or simply talk. All right? Today's weather right now, TL is partly cloudy skies and 89 degrees. What was funny about today as I was driving in from work, there was sunshine, rain. It was pretty weird because you drive, you be in the sunshine and you're driving, then all of a sudden raindrops start hitting your windshield, and it's still sunny out, but raindrops were hitting the windshield. I hadn't turned my wipers on to see, right? Because raindrops were hitting the windshield. Then it stopped, and you still have sunshine, but then a little while later, be raindrops again. It was so weird. 89 degrees today was our high. Right now it's 86. We're looking at tomorrow, Thursday, being 84 degrees, partly sunny skies, and Friday, sunny skies and 86, sunny and clear Friday. Saturday, sunny, partly cloudy, 91 degrees, and Sunday, partly cloudy and 90 degrees. So there is going to be great weather this weekend, guys, for the holiday. So I hope you guys are planning on having some outdoor activities and doing some things. Myself, I'm invited to a huge cookout on Sunday. Some real good, excuse me, real good friends of ours invited us to a cookout on Sunday. And I'm glad it's on Sunday because I tend to go to these things and I'll drink, I'll have a good time, and if it was Monday, if it was the holiday, I have to get up Tuesday morning, early Tuesday morning, and go to work. So I like about the holiday being on Monday. People are, realizing that, so they'll have their event. Take Monday, although it's the holiday, but you can take Monday and recuperate, and you'll be good and fresh for work on Tuesday morning. Now, I know that they're listening to the show, and thank you, Sebastian, and I forget his wife's name. That's pretty bad, right? Sebastian and Stacy, please don't kill me. I just had a what do you call it? A brain fart right there. And I just couldn't pull your name up in my memory bank right there, but I'm sorry. I know they're listening, but I appreciate you guys inviting us to the cookout on Sunday. And I tell you what, I'm going to bring my camera. I'm going to take a lot of pictures. And I'll build a digital album for you guys for Sunday, okay? I know she wants me to take pictures, so I'll do that for them on Sunday. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. One more thing before I get into the show. I am going to, I'm in the process now of designing T-shirts for the show. And what I'll be doing is anyone that calls into the show has, has good input or good information or can have good dialogue with me, I'll send you or I'll personally deliver a free Frank Williams Show T-shirt, okay? And I'm going to start small, but I will in the future get to do something a little bigger. And my sponsor is going to do this for me, so that's a good thing about having sponsors for the show, okay? So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And, again, thank you guys for tuning in. The title of today's episode is, why are single people so attracted to married people? And the reason I say, because someone asked me, why do I say single people? Why do I not say, you know, single women or women? Why are women so attracted to married men or whatever? Because, it's not just women. It's not just men. It's men and women. So I said single people. Why are single people so attracted? And there are a couple of reasons for this. So we're going to discuss the reasons that single men and women are attracted to married men and women. Okay? And the first thing right off the top of my head is the physical attraction, okay? Just the just from the initial sight of a woman or a man, okay? Now, of course, they don't know if he or her are married, but the first thing that attracts them is their appearance. Or, you know, how they look, right? So that would be the first thing. That would be the first attraction, okay, is the way they look. And once they find out that they're married, the next attraction would be that they're married, right? That attracts single men and single women. By them being married. When they find out that they're married, then their ears stand up, right? Because, another thing with this is these people who are attracted to the married people are not looking for a commitment or a serious relationship. Their only thing is to kind of find someone that they can link up with. And they think that married people are so to speak, clean. Okay, and what I mean by clean is that they aren't out there and they don't have multiple partners. Okay? Multiple partners that they're dealing with on a week-in, week-out basis. So a lot of women and men are attracting that they're clean. All right? But on the other hand, when you think about the married man or the married woman dealing with the single man or a single woman, then, you know, they're involved in a risk that that single person, because that person is single and we don't have a commitment, then she or he are probably out there doing other people. You're not their only partner. All right? So that's the risk that's involved with on the married people side of this. Okay? You're taking a risk by being with someone and that person is not clean. Okay? And that, you know, that has to make you think. Okay? And then you know, even that, but, you know, someone said this, one of my listeners just sent me a text saying that that makes that married person dirty, right? The married person is dirty by dealing with a dirty single person, right? And that's true. So when you think about single people being attracted to married people, that's another reason, because they think they're clean. The other reason is they don't commitment, or they don't want to be tied down by one man or tied down by one woman. Okay? They can't, a married person can't tie that person down because they're married. All right? And that's an attraction that single people get, have towards married people. They don't have to worry about a commitment, okay? And so, but that married person has to worry about the other person being faithful to them, okay? And then they're not faithful to either one. They're not faithful to their husband at home. They're not faithful to the man outside, right? So those are a couple of reasons why single people are attracted to married people. No commitment, no true relationship. Not a true relationship, because, you know, at any time, their involvement can fall apart, okay? And someone is going to get hurt right there. And, you know, and it could be, you know, it could be both parties being hurt. The young lady being hurt because now her single man that she was dealing with has, you know, decided to move on to someone else. Or he's hurt because the married lady decides that she's not going to have any more dealings with him, and she goes back home to dealing with her husband. So now he's hurt, or they're both hurt. And that's part of it. Okay? And that's a big enough reason for anyone to be involved with someone and something happens to make everything unravel and come apart. Somebody's gonna be hurt. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, what we're talking about is, why are single people so attracted to married people? Okay? And then sometimes, you know, I had a family member that was involved with a married man. Okay? And they worked for the airline, an airline stewardess. Okay? And she met this guy on a flight. And I mean, they started seeing each other. She lived in Chicago. They started seeing each other. He lived in Chicago. So they started seeing each other, and he, had lots of money. She had an apartment in Chicago. He'd pay her rent. He'd give her money and all this. And she was good with that because they went on for years. I'm not talking about 2 years, 3 years. I'm talking about 15, 20 years that they went on together. She even brought him to Atlanta to a family gathering before. And we all knew that this guy was married, and she was dealing with a married man. But you can't throw your 2 cents out there to her and say, "You're doing the wrong thing, yada 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 yada." That's her little red wagon. She can pull it. That's his little red wagon, and he can pull it. A big risk there for him. But it runs on both sides. Even if it was a married woman with a single man, that would run some differences as well. Okay? So, but they were together for a very long time. And I really don't know what busted it up or it did. Okay? It got broken up. And they never, I guess, they never got back together again. So I guess he went on back to his wife or home life, and she went back to whatever she had going. Okay? And that was that. But she was attracted to that married man because of what he could do for her. Care of her, gave her money, did things with her, visited her, spent nights with her. That was the kind of thing that went on for them. And so that's how she was attracted to this married man. Okay? So those are a few reasons why single people are so attracted to married people, because of commitments, non-commitments, being non-committal. Fly. I can do whatever I want to do because, he's at home with his wife, honey. I'm free. I can do whatever. I can go here and I can go there. I can do this and do that. Because he's at home with his wife. He ain't gonna call me. He doesn't care what I'm doing, And those kind of things happen every day. Happening right now as we speak. As the show is going, it's happening. Okay? So, but as far as some of my married listeners listening out there, men and women, if you're in a relationship, if you of course you're married, you're in a relationship. But if you're in another relationship outside of your marriage, this is gonna trigger something within. And somehow you have to break it off. Or at some point it's gonna break off and people are gonna get hurt. Either you're gonna get hurt, or he or she's gonna get hurt, or probably both of you guys are gonna get hurt. Or probably you, her, and the spouse is gonna get hurt. And a lot of things can happen in, you know, within that. Families have been lost. Marriages, of course, have been lost. Fortunes have been lost. All because of something going on with extramarital affair. And like I said, it's not just men, it's not just women. It's men and women. It's not all men, it's not all women. It's some men, it's some women. Okay? But please, whatever you decide to do, and I can't tell you what to do, what not to do, but somewhere, okay, somewhere, something's going to happen. Something that you may not want to happen, something that she may not want to happen. But something's going to happen. And again, someone's going to get hurt. And it's not going to be pretty. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment if you want. Tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm, you know, insane. Tell me I'm saying some crazy stuff or whatever. But I probably have hit this thing right on the head. Okay? Probably have hit this thing right on the head. And again, I got a full show of listeners, people going in, going out. But this is a very touchy subject. It's not really touchy, but it's touchy to people who are involved in this kind of relationship. Okay. And sometimes, again, when these type of things happen, someone's gonna get hurt. Okay? I got about a minute and a half left in the show, guys. Join me tomorrow now, and same time, same place, 6:30 right here. But tonight, 8:30 p.m., that's in an hour and a half, we have to cheer on our Atlanta Hawks. I think the Highlight Factory or the Phillips Arena or whatever is going to be buzzing off the chain tonight for the Hawks. So you guys watch the game, cheer on the Hawks, because they need you to be in front of your TV. Although they may not be able to hear your claps and your screams, at least you'll be screaming and clapping at the TV. I know my neighbors are going to be freaking out tonight because I'm going to be right there in front of the TV. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night. Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why?
Don't break it down, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you can't, let it inside.